This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth yesterday after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California yesterday.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copy.
Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and his fellow Axiom 4 crew members will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to help them readjust to Earth's gravity. This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, U.S. Space Agency NASA, and Indian Space Research Organization. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Group Captain Shukla, and the President praised his achievement as a milestone in India's space exploration and global scientific collaboration. PM Modi called his journey an inspiration and a key step towards the Gaganyaan mission. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that Shanghai Cooperation Organization should take an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar participated in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting last evening in Tianjin, China. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. He said the UN Security Council condemned the incident and underlined the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable. The execution of the Indian nurse Nimisha Priya, which was initially scheduled for today in Yemen, has been postponed. According to the official sources, the government has made concerted efforts in recent days to seek more time for the family of Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. Since the beginning of the case, the government has rendered all possible assistance in the matter. Despite the sensitivities involved, Indian officials have been in regular touch with the local jail authorities and the prosecutor's office, leading to securing this postponement. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance. The reaction of Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, came following reports that the building is said to be demolished by Bangladeshi authorities. At least 8 people have died after a passenger vehicle fell into the river on the Tal Pitoragarh road in the Mowani area of Pitoragarh district, Uttarakhand, last evening. 4 persons were seriously injured in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives in the incident. Mr. Modi wished a speedy recovery to the injured and expressed condolences to those who lost loved ones in the mishap. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has downplayed US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs on Russia and its allies. Speaking after the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting, Lavrov said Russia is already facing an unprecedented number of sanctions, but is confident it can handle any new measures. He added Russia is coping and he has no doubt they will cope. In chess, India's R. Vaishali, Harika Dronavalli, Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh will compete in the 4th round of the FIDE Women's World Cup in Batumi, Georgia today, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.